Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected and foggy early today with a slight chance for storms. Daytime highs approaching 89. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 71. Partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs around 96. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the company of Evergy says that most customers that lost power from the storms that rolled through central and eastern portions of the state of Kansas on Wednesday night, Thursday morning, mostly have power back after spending most of the day yesterday trying to restore power for all of those that were affected. As KSNT News reports that according to the company of Evergy, they say that over 52,000 customers had lost power overnight on Thursday morning that were affecting the Topeka, Lawrence, and Kansas City metro areas, along with flashes of power losses in the south central and southeastern portions of the state. By yesterday afternoon, the company of Evergy did report that they had restored power for more than half of the customers that were impacted, with more coming back online overnight and into early this morning. In other news, the official numbers are in from the Kansas State Fire Marshal's office saying that post-4th of July weekend, that firework injuries across the state of Kansas increased this year to up to 165 firework-related injuries across the state. Mid-America Network News.
It's heating up in Wichita, and so are the deals at Midwest Kia during the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event. Right now, get additional rebates on select new Kias, from the bold new 2025 K4 to the family-friendly Telluride and the redesigned 2026 Sportage. Look for the Summer Sales Sticker and save even more. That's on top of already incredible offers, like 1.9% low APR financing, no payments for 90 days, and $1,000 owner loyalty bonus cash on select models. Want more? Bring in your 2018 or newer trade with less than 100,000 miles and we'll discount another $1,000 off the price of any new Kia in stock. But hurry, these extra rebates and sizzling summer deals won't last long. Come see why more drivers across Kansas are choosing Midwest Kia.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Conveniently located at Kellogg and Tyler, or visit MidwestKia.com today. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Education says they are getting massive and positive feedback 1 year after the creation of the Blue Ribbon Task Force when it came to banning screen time for students in the public classrooms. As WIBW reports, the Blue Ribbon Task Force on student screen time was a recommendation for many districts around the state of Kansas, with 53% now of superintendents saying the policy was in place before the report was even shared, saying that many of them have gotten massive feedback even from the students themselves.
Good to hear positive reports like, yeah, we're okay, and we're actually having more fun talking with each other. And so I just think this is really worth our time.
I did have one district share with me that they had a student come to them. I don't remember the time frame, but fairly short time frame after they did a bell to bell, and thanked them. They said, I didn't know how stressed I was. I didn't realize how anxious I was. I mean, these kids have pretty much grown up with these things, and they don't realize what it really is doing to them.
Mid-America Network News.
Midwest summers get downright hot. Don't let your vehicle sweat you another year by getting that AC checked at Danes Automotive in Marysville or Waterville. From tune-ups and refrigerant checks to system leaks or compressor issues, this summer, let Danes Automotive in Marysville and Waterville keep you cool when temperatures rise. With over 85 years of combined experience, let the certified staff at Danes Automotive keep your vehicle's AC in top-notch shape.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, state officials in the state of Nebraska said that they wrapped up their fiscal year of 2024 and 2025 roughly $86 million below their expectations of tax revenues, where they say that further cements the budget challenges that state lawmakers will have to face at next legislative session in 2026. According to the Nebraska's Department of Revenue, they released the latest June tax receipts, revealing net receipts for the month were down roughly 0.5% from the state's forecasted board predicted for the month of April, that equating to roughly $4 million in less revenue that is headed to the general fund than what was expected. The month of June was the last month for their fiscal year that spans from July 1 of 2024 through June 30th of 2025, with overall net receipts for the year down 1.4% from forecasts, equating to roughly $86 million in a drop of revenue. State leaders say they will have to update Nebraska's financial status at the state's tax rate review committee meeting next week.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Fair is underway. Live reports continue this afternoon and evening. Livestock judging Friday at 1 at the Gold Barn. The livestock sale this evening at 7. Final judging will take place Saturday morning, 9 a.m. with round robin showmanship. Full schedule is online at WashingtonCountyKSFair.com. Pawnee County Fair continues. This evening, Southeast Nebraska Community Band will perform at 6. Tractor Pull Friday and Saturday evenings at 7. Grand River Rodeo Friday and Saturday evenings at 8. Trainer Band Saturday evening starts at 10 in Pawnee City. Marshall County Fair Livestock Weigh-In Friday from 2 to 6. All 4-H and Open Class entries accepted Friday from 4 until 8. A new arena event this year is a Ranch Rodeo Friday evening at 7. Figure 8 races Saturday at 7. Annual Fair Parade is Sunday evening at 6 in Blue Rapids. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Thursday afternoon, delaying traffic for a time on U.S. 77 north of Marysville. A semi driven by 60-year-old Jeffrey Genda of Crete, Nebraska, went off the road at the construction shoe fly. The vehicle went onto its side. The accident around 2 p.m. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville with suspected serious injuries. A Blue Rapids man, David L. Hobbs II, age 32, remains in custody on an Nebahal County warrant for sexual exploitation of a child. Bond is set at $250,000. The Centralia woman, Deborah A. Boyce, age 48, was taken into custody and released on $25,000 surety bond July 15th in Nebahal County on a warrant for mistreatment of an elder person and theft by deception. A road project is set to resume on U.S. Highway 77 in southeast Nebraska next week. Crews will add armor coating and chip seal on main line and shoulders. Lane closures with a 12-foot width restriction will be in effect. Work expected to be completed in August. Kansas Department of Transportation has approved bids for highway construction and maintenance projects, including siding work on U.S. 75, U.S. 36, and K-9, including Nemaha, Brown, Jackson, Donovan, and Atchison counties. A memorial service is planned Saturday for Willifred Corky Godsey, age 95, of Waterville, who passed away July 2nd. Service Saturday, July 19th at 2 p.m. at the Waterville United Methodist Church, interment in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Corky Godsey. Services for John A. Macy, age 77, of Marysville, who passed away July 8th, are planned August 14th at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial of the Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery. Services again August 14th, 10 a.m. for John Macy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, ribs, mashed potatoes, kraut, mixed veggies, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, vegetable blend, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. More scattered showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers continue into Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some rain showers possible into Sunday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower 90s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with a slight chance for some rain showers and our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers are possible early Monday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, then staying mostly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. A slight chance for some rain early Tuesday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday, still warmer with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-July 91, record high on this date 114. The average low 70, the record low 50. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:14. Overcast and 66 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 18th of July. KNDY News Time 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This fair season, your friends at Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY keep your summer of winning going with tickets to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County Fair Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and the Marshall County Fair Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and enter for your chance at free state fair admission tickets and family packages. See legendary comic Jeff Dunham or catch Grammy-nominated country artist Josh Turner.
So would you go with me?
One entry per person with winners announced Monday, July 28th. Announcement to be made on air and social media. Celebrate all that makes Kansas great at the Kansas State Fair, September 5th through the 14th in Hutchinson. Stop by and say hi to your favorite country station, KNDY, at both the Washington County and Marshall County Fairs this week and next. And keep that dial set to KNDY as we'll have live interviews from each fair starting Wednesday. From Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY, win your way to the State Fair this year as our summer of winning rolls on. We'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
I'm Jim Bass. We'll get it started with big money being paid out in the NFL. Steelers have made linebacker TJ Watt the league's highest paid defender. He agrees to a 3-year extension, $41 million annually, $123 million over those three campaigns, topping the deal Myles Garrett just got in March. Watt, 108 sacks and 121 regular season games. Sam Acho on what it means for that D.
This just solidifies what already has been a consistently good defense, maybe even on the verge of consistently great. He helps solidify that, not just for him individually, but what he brings to the locker room and the guys next to him. If you have a guy like TJ Watt that's next to you, it makes your job easier. I remember when I was a rookie, I played with Calais Campbell, and all of a sudden, the focus, and that was when he was, you know, not on year 18, right? But all of a sudden, I had a lot more one-on-ones because they were trying to put more focus on Calais. And so that's what TJ Watt is going to do. He's going to allow everyone next to him and across from him to be that much better.
In the meantime, keep it with the NFL. Chargers wide receiver Mike Williams has retired at the age of 30. It just signed a $6 million one-year deal to return to those L.A. Chargers. NBA Damian Lillard is back where he started, signing a 3-year deal. It's worth $42 million to return to the Portland Trail Blazers. He was a sixth pick in the 2012 draft by the Blazers, having spent 11 seasons there, all-time leading scorer for the Blazers. Traded to the Bucks just before the 23-24 campaign, tore his left Achilles in the opening round against the Pacers and could miss the entire coming campaign. The Bucks waived him earlier this month and stretched the remaining $113 million of his contract over 5 years. British Open world number one Scotty Scheffler in the mix. Matt Fitzpatrick, Harris English, part of a five-way tie at 67. It's the largest logjam after one round of the British Open since a six-way tie way back in 1938.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has been busy trading trucks and have on trade a 24 Silverado 1500 model Z71 with 3,800 actual miles. A 24 Silverado 3500 HD. It's a Duramax diesel. A 22 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the High Country Edition, 34,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures pointed to a higher opening after the major indexes posted gains Thursday. The Dow Jones rose 230 points yesterday to close at 44,484. The Standard & Poor's gained 0.5% on the day, the Nasdaq 0.75%, both of those indexes closing at new record highs. The House overnight voted to reverse funding it had already approved, cutting $1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and $8 billion in foreign aid. President Trump celebrated the vote in an overnight posting. Meanwhile, a federal judge has blocked a Biden-era rule that would have excluded medical debt from credit reports. Critics say that ruling will make it harder for people with medical conditions to get loans. Krispy Kreme is celebrating its 88th birthday by offering its customers a gift. Order any dozen donuts at the regular price today and get a second dozen of original glazed for 88 cents. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Foreign farmlands that has reached the radar of Larry Steckline himself. On this week's version of the Larry Steckline Report, he goes more in depth about what his biggest priority is for the next year's crop harvest season.
Well, as we get ready for this next year's crop, we're going to stop and talk to you folks just a little bit about what's happening that I like in Washington. Very few things do that for me because I'm not for what they do most of the time, but I am kind of interested in this one issue. USDA Secretary of Agriculture is targeting Chinese ag ties, Chinese purchasing of farm ground, and not just Chinese. Any foreign country buying farm ground here in the United States might have a little tougher time if what she's doing amounts to anything, and I can't tell you that it will or won't. Example, what they're telling me is that the security plan that she's coming up with includes active engaging every level of government when somebody from a foreign country wants to buy our fine cropland, execute actions if it's needed to stop it. What that action is, I have no idea at this particular point in time because they haven't said much about that. But in any event, folks, it is a little bit scary. You've heard me talk about right here on this program, China buying some land very close to one of the most unique and finest airfields in the United States. Owned by the government. Yeah, that's in the Dakotas. Well, folks, just them owning the land is enough for me to say, hold the phone, because we don't have a Chinaman's chance of buying an acre of land in China. They oust you before you even get there to buy it. So, folks, this will be good. I'll keep you in tune as to what they're doing to stop it, but it has been out of hand for a good long time. Thanks for being with us here on this day.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. The Kansas Forest Service has a goal of doing an inventory in 30 cities within 2 years for their community tree inventory project. Kansas Forest Service Northeast District Forester Blaine Strobel describes the purpose of this effort.
A community tree inventory is something that we do where essentially we go out to a community and count all trees on public property. So it starts with kind of a meeting with the city, whether it be the right-of-way specialist or the parks department, whoever's in charge of the trees. That'll kind of line us out for what they want. Basically, what we're doing is we're collecting data on the community's trees so that we can turn it back into the community and they have a better understanding of what they have, because in order to manage something, you really need to know what you have before you can actually manage it properly.
Strobel discusses the types of data collected during the inventory.
When we walk up to every tree, we're collecting all this data via GPS. And so we'll walk up to this tree with our phones or tablets, and we'll collect the species, the size of it, which we measure in DBH, which is the diameter at breast height, the overall condition, either dead, poor, fair, or good, the land use, so whether it's on a residential property, in a park, in a cemetery, and then the amount of light that that tree is getting. So the reason we collect the light one is because the program that we use will automatically pull ecological benefits from each tree, but they have to know those categories in order to properly assess the benefit of the tree. We'll actually run a full analysis of all of the trees in the community and give a full ecological breakdown of the benefit that those trees have.
He shares how residents can get in contact with their Kansas Forest Service representative.
They can jump on our website, kansasforests.org, and there's a little tab where you can find a forester, find a community forester, and you'd want to click on that tab, and then that'll give you a map of the state where you can click on a county, the county you reside, and that will give you the contact information for your district forester.
That was Kansas Forest Service Northeast District Forester Blaine Strobel explaining community tree inventories and their purpose. For more information, visit www.kansasforests.org. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
15 now, 70 now, $15 in there, 70 now.
Homesend Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tom and Rob at 353-2210.
Club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water. They're all fizzy water, but they're not always interchangeable. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 18th, the 199th day of the year.
Actress Kristen Bell has a birthday, and astronaut John Glenn, the first American in orbit, was born on this day in 1921. A walk down the bottled water aisle in the supermarket can leave your head spinning from all the options. It's no wonder we hear the question frequently, what's the difference between club soda, seltzer, and sparkling water? Well, to begin with, they're all carbonated water. Club soda and sparkling water often include mineral-like ingredients like sodium bicarbonate or potassium sulfate. Sparkling water is often flavored, though, while club soda isn't. Seltzer, on the other hand, while sometimes flavored, has no mineral additions, only carbon dioxide for fizz. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 68 degrees. Warm-up trend gets underway again today. We'll look for highs in the upper 80s, middle 90s Saturday and Sunday, with a hot one ahead for the early part of next week as well.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, former Wichita State University basketball player and now NBA champion Fred Van Vliet has announced that he has officially been elected president of the National Basketball Players Association, which is the union for NBA players nationwide.
It was probably the number one reason why I committed to come to this school in the first place, was just the support from the community and the support from the fans. And you can feel it when you're playing. You can feel that energy in the building. And it wins you a few games a year, keeps you, you know, in some ball games, and it's a special connection from the community to the game.
That audio from KWCH News. Van Vliet is currently a member of the Houston Rockets and signed with the Toronto Raptors after going undrafted back in 2016 and helping the Raptors win the NBA championship in 2019, and was now named as an All-Star back in 2022. Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.